1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, Not a word. The great prophet Elijah stands before the children of Israel, challenging their indecision. He confronts the prophets of the false god Baal. Nearly 3,000 years have passed, yet Elijah's challenge to the wayward Israelites, How long halt ye between two opinions, is just as relevant today as it was then. Dear visitor, have you yet to make a decision for Jesus Christ? Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit, this time as a son or daughter of God? John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Why halt ye between two opinions? Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of glory. He is the way and the truth and the life. He is the champion of Golgotha, and his nail-scarred hand is extended to you today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Your sins and shame will be washed away. Today you will become a new creature. Make your decision now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said Genesis 6:5-8, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said Deuteronomy 14:8, And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. God said 1 John 1:5, This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God said, Matthew 17:27, Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast in hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. Man said, There is no God. All the earth's marvelous creatures, the world's sophisticated rotation and its orbit, and the spectacular universe— just happened by chance. Just one of those things that happens from time to time. One of the illustrious sons of Adam dubbed it the ultimate free lunch. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 621 that once again proves the full inerrancy of the Holy Word of God. All features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for your edification, and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Use the Tell a Friend feature above to evangelize. Send an article to someone you love. And keep in mind that all God Said, Man Said features can be downloaded to your iPod free of charge. God Said, Man Said speaks this blessing over you and yours. May the face of our God shine upon you. May his angel encamp about you. May he keep you in a blessable place. Today is your day to rejoice and be glad. Thank you for coming. Very soon, every one of us will stand before God to give an account of our lives upon this earth. All of us should pay close attention to Jude 1:14-16. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. For over 6,000 years, Satan has paraded before the sons of Adam his most eloquent champions to malign and to cast doubt upon the Lord of glory and the holy word of God. Yes, an innumerable host of hard speeches, and the vast majority of men have embraced their rebellious ways. Soon, this will be addressed by God and settled. Today, you are visiting the latest feature in the ongoing God Said, Man Said series, It Is Just Pure Chance. If you couple the whole series together, it will become a powerful soul-winning tract, surely a potent weapon against unbelief. Two foundational chapters follow from the series. When confronted with the staggering truths of the scriptures that shake carnal man's confidence in his darkness, he scrambles for a defensible place. When the literal host of glorious truths of the Bible, miracles and all, are brought forth, truths recorded thousands of years before man's vaunted science begins to understand them, truths that strain any rational challenge, skeptics often write them off to coincidence or pure chance. This is a new feature in the ongoing Pure Chance series. Each issue we address will be followed with a link to a God Said, Man Said article or two that elucidates the subject. Get ready, saints, for a little holy book, shock and awe. Your childlike faith has not been misplaced, no, not one iota of it. End of quote. It's just pure chance that the December 29, 2012 issue of Science News had a sub-headline that reads, Most Genetic Variation Came About in the Last 5,000 Years. It's just a coincidence, for example, that about 81% of genetic variants found in European Americans took place within the last 5,000 years and Noah's Ark occurred 4,357 years ago. Just a coincidence. It's just pure chance that God commands against eating or even touching the carcass of the pig, and that medical people were shocked when they saw the effects of the disease trichinosis. A picture of a slice of a brain from a victim of this swine-borne calamity was embedded with large cysts made up of tapeworm larva. Imagine a brightly colored fruitcake with nuts and fruit everywhere. That's what the brain of this victim looked like. It's just a coincidence that God's word equates righteousness to clean hands and pure hearts, and that psychologists have discovered that those who have just washed their hands make superior moral decisions. It's just a coincidence that Psalms 119:130 reads, The entrance of thy words giveth light, and that scientists now know that words can be converted to light. It's just a coincidence that the Bible says God is eternal and that he is light, and that astronomers have now concluded that light is in fact immortal. It's just pure chance that the standard bearer for the anti-God evolutionist is the dinosaur, which the Bible calls the dragon, and that Revelation 12:7-9 records the following. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Just a coincidence. It's just pure chance that Jesus sends Peter to catch a fish in the Sea of Galilee and take what was in its mouth to pay their taxes, and that there is a fish unique to the Sea of Galilee who carries her young in her mouth. She lets them out regularly and gathers them back in when there is danger. Once her young are gone, she finds a shiny object on the ocean floor and carries it in her mouth. This fish is unique to the Sea of Galilee and is called St. Peter's fish. Just pure chance. Thousands of years before man's wisdom begins to understand the matter, God the Creator declares it in His holy word. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Genesis 6:5-8, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said, Deuteronomy 14:8, and the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. God said, 1 John 1:5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God said, Matthew 17:27, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast in hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. When thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. Man said, there is no God. All the earth's marvelous creatures, the world's sophisticated rotation and its orbit, and the spectacular universe just happened by chance. Just one of those things that happen from time to time. One of the illustrious sons of Adam dubbed it the ultimate free lunch. Now you have the record.